That woman of God had a tame tongue. Back in Proverbs. Got it? No man can. You got to get God at the center of your life. Then the tongue gets changed. Got it? You know it. Here comes a guy who just uses God's name in vain like crazy, see? The only problem with him is he still hasn't got God at the center to clean up that tongue. No man's going to tame it. You got to put God at the center. Otherwise, it'll always be an unruly evil. Therewith we'll curse God and bless the government or something. Same tongue. Isn't that something? Now this woman of God, back here in Proverbs, she opened her mouth with what? Wisdom. She had her tongue under control. My, how many, many, many times we offend people by what we say. Thoughtlessly. We perhaps do not even mean to be thoughtless, but we are. So we have to renew our minds on God's word and allow God's word to have preeminence in our minds. Then it manifests itself in our speech. Her tongue is the law of kindness. And here I see her as wise and discreet and as being kind. Verse 27. She looketh well to the ways of her household. She doesn't look at everybody else's household. She looks at her own. She takes care of her own household. And eateth not the bread of idleness. Isn't that something? She didn't ask for something for nothing. She knew better. You have to live perhaps in our culture to think you got security from the womb to the tomb. Baloney. You have to work for what you get. It's a law. Or you won't appreciate what you do get. I see her as a good mother. I see her as energetic and as practical. Verse 28. Her children rise up and call her blessed. Her husband also, and he praises her. Her children. This word children here is the word sons. This word sons, when it's used in the Bible, has a distinctively different connotation than the word children. Whenever the word son is used, it carries a dignity, carries the emphasis of being royalty-like. Jesus Christ was God's only begotten what? Son. For God so loved the world that he gave his only what? Doesn't say child. It says son. Whenever the word son is used in the text, and that's the word that's used here, they just made a mistake in translating a children because they didn't know the difference, maybe. I don't know. You ask them. But a son represents the dignity of that family, while a child, the word children or child, represents the intimacy between father and mother and the family. Got it? That's the difference. Now here, it's the word son. Her sons, the dignity of that great family, rise up and her sons call her blessed. And the word blessed means they worship her. And she's not God. But she is such a wonderful woman that they respect her. They give her great awe, great homage. Understand? That's the meaning of that word. Her husband also, he praises her. If she's going to be your queen, you're going to have to do this occasionally. But the reason she is his queen is because she has made him king, and he then praises her for the greatness of the love and everything else that she has and what she does. Isn't that beautiful? I see here a great family woman, and a very wonderful good wife. Number 29. Many daughters have done virtuously. The word daughters is not in the text. The text reads, many have gotten riches. Many have acquired, have gotten riches. And they have done virtuously. And the word virtuously here is the same word as in verse 10, strong. But thou, thou who? This woman of God. But thou, this woman of God, excellest them all. And here I see her as being honorable. Verse 30. Favor is deceitful. The word favor here is literally beauty of speech. Sweet talk without God. That's the word that's used here for favor. You know, like honey dripping out of your mouth, but every drop has a sword in it. Sweet talk without God, just so much hot air running off the mouth. That is deceitful. And beauty is vain. First of all, the word vain is temporary. The word beauty is the word ripe. Wait a minute. Let me explain it to you. It's like the word ripe. Now, don't write a thing until I explain it. When a fruit reaches that epitome where it is just perfectly, perfectly, perfectly ripe, that's this word, beauty. And that peak of that fruit is only what? Temporary. I have a picture of a banana in my mind. I don't know what picture you got. But I got a banana. Now, it's just going over the peak of being ripe, and I got a black on it. Black dot. Then it's got another black one. Then pretty soon it's black all over. See, this beauty of speech is deceitful. I mean, the beauty of speech is a sweet talk. It's deceitful. And this ripeness is temporary. But a woman who feareth the Lord, who has respect and awe and puts God at the center with that light, she shall be praised. And to be praised means given thanks, given respect, paid homage to. And here I see one of the greatest, perhaps the greatest of all the characteristics. She was God-fearing. And I believe that's the 40th of the traits that I've listed and seen in these verses. Verse 31. Give her the fruit of her hands, and let her own works praise her in the gate. This is sort of like a conclusion after all of these tremendous truths regarding this woman of God. It says, give her the fruit of her hands. Well, you don't get fruit without planting, cultivation, maintenance. That's how you get good fruit. And if you have watched as we've gone through, she would naturally, having done what she did, she would have good fruit. And her own works praise her in the gates. You see, with God, she made her mark, her own mark in life. She is highly respected among all the leaders, even those other men besides her husband, in the gates of the city. Of all the records in God's word, this is the greatest record there is on a woman of God. When I teach these classes and I talk about our girls and our women, our young women, not being chicks, that our women of God, it's this kind of picture I carry in my mind. This is the kind of thing I see happening across the country. Look, I don't know, I think this girl here is 18 years old that wrote this letter. Her brother is 13. If she keeps coming, she's going to be a wonderful woman of God, right? She's got a tenderness. She's got a love. She's got a concern. She's got many of these admirable characteristics. This is why we don't look upon our girls as chicks or our young ladies. We look upon our women as women of God. And the world hasn't seen real women of God for centuries. Seen a lot of chicks. Right. Seen a few wolves, you fellas. But they need to see men of God. They need to see wonderful women of God. And of all the records in the entire world, nothing equals the record that I've just shared with you tonight on the wonderful beauty and the magnificence of this wonderful woman of God. This is what you women of the Way Ministry represent. This is what you want to represent too. Because this is the highest type of womanhood in the entire world. That is genuine women's lib. That is the greatness with the power of God. Okay? Good. Father, I thank you for your love. Thank you for your beauty and your grace and your kindness. Thank you for the privilege of opening this wonderful section of God's Word to your people tonight. And for your love and greatness to us. Through Christ Jesus, our Lord. Amen.